Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Selfishness is at the root of all the violence that's going on. Rebellion is at root of all the opposition to God's choice for president and on down the line. And I've never seen anything like it. I'm 77, and I've never seen anything like this. And it's a level of hate and violence and rebellion that is sweeping this country and the world. And that's going to be the condition we're living in, what this describes. We're living with these people. And it is a warning against them, a solution of what to do if you have those people in your midst. And we will. Perhaps the true church is becoming the minority. But I believe that the power of the true church is greater than any majority. And I'm going to get to that eventually.
They've just become narcissistic, entitled narcissism. It's gross, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Entitlement, feeling like you deserve, and then the complete selfishness. It's pretty shocking.
And it's brutal, profane, devoid of human affection. It's something we need to read again because we are living in it, and it's going to get worse. So it will be exposed, however, this says, and we've seen that it will be exposed just as it was about Moses. And then it gives you in for 2 Timothy what to do about it. This is said to Timothy, as instructions to Timothy from Paul. You have diligently followed my example, my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, steadfastness, persecutions, and sufferings. And what persecutions I endured, but the Lord rescued me from them all. At the end of this message, I'm going to give you a little story that we've just been through that will tell you where we will be in the midst of the chaos that's going on. It's going to be fun. But in the meantime, I have to take you to the realities. So continuing the things you've learned, holding tightly to the truths, knowing from whom you learned them, Jesus. It's amazing if you look at it in the light of the warnings. The New Testament, the epistles, are all about correcting the church for errors that they've left, the truths that they've left, but warning against wolves, false teachers. Even Jesus began it in Matthew 7, that wolves will come in among you. And so it's holding on to what you have believed and what you are supposed to believe. That's the first thing. Then in chapter 4 comes the charge. I charge you in the presence of God and Jesus Christ, who is judge of the living and dead, and by his appearing and the kingdom. That's a wonderful. I don't know what to say about that, but it's wonderful. The Lord Jesus Christ, by his appearing and his kingdom, this is the charge. Preach the word. Be ready when the time is right and even when it is not. Keep your sense of urgency, whether the opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable, whether convenient or inconvenient, whether welcomed or unwelcome. Correct those who err in doctrine and behavior. Warn those who sin. Exhort and encourage those who are growing toward spiritual maturity with inexhaustible patience and faithful teaching. And the thing about this is that there will be those who will not be warned, who will not be corrected. The nature of the people who will be here in chapter 1 are people who will not be corrected, who will not acknowledge authority. Why are they against the president? Because they believe they can.
Not only can, but should.
Yeah, that's how
they believe that their purpose to do it. They believe that they should do it. They believe that that's what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. But the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine and accurate instruction that challenges them with God's truth. But wanting to have their ears tickled with something pleasing, they will accumulate for themselves many teachers, one after another, chosen to satisfy their own desires and support the errors they hold. And I'm going to be talking later, probably in Tape of the Month and perhaps in another podcast, about this very thing, that people will, those who are selling millions of books and are called, really, in most circles, false prophets, sell those books because they appeal to your narcissism, to your entitlement, and they tell you, you can get this for yourself from God. And the great move is going to be, what's in it for me? And if there's nothing in it for me, I don't want it. So there's going to be a remnant, a few, who are going to be willing to be reduced so that Christ can increase, and who are willing to want it all for Jesus. They will accumulate for themselves many teachers, one after another, to satisfy their own desires and to support the errors they hold. And that's going on in mass. And will turn their ears away from the truth and will wander off into myths and man-made fictions and will accept the unacceptable. This translation is just awesome. And turn their ears away from the truth. But as for you and me, be clear-headed in every situation. Stay calm and cool and steady. Endure every hardship without flinching and do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill the duties of your ministry. John is doing a series, some of which he has written long, some years ago, on anxiety and the reason for anxiety, the roots that are under it, and how to solve it. And it's going to be such a terrible time that anxiety is going to be the temptation, but we are to be clear-headed in every situation. I have a vision of it. I don't have it yet. But I see that it is possible to be so in Christ and so surrendered to the Spirit that you could be calm and cool in every situation. That is what we are called to do. Endure every hardship without flinching.
Well, it's just be anxious for nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. And we're being tried on that. All of us are. All God's children are being tried on that. Clear-headed means that your thoughts are going to be bombarded. The whole thing that comes in your life is going to come accompanied by an assault on your thoughts. The scripture I'm on is in 2 Corinthians 11. I won't quote it accurately, probably, but it's Paul saying, I fear for you, lest, like Eve, your minds would be seduced from simple devotion to Christ. And that's what's going to bombard us. So to be clear-headed and to be in thought. As I'm writing on the 10 virgins, the foolish virgins, I discovered something I didn't know. That in the word, and that particular word of foolish, it's not stupid. It means the absence of thoughtfulness, the absence of thought. It's like you just go your way. You don't think about the oil that you might need in 15 minutes. And you have no mental work involved in your life. And so it's foolish. But I didn't know that was the meaning when I've written about it before. So Paul's coming to the end of his fight in 2 Timothy. And so I want to read it from 1 Thessalonians 5, and I'm going to start at verse 2. For you yourselves know perfectly well that the day of the return of the Lord is coming just as a thief comes unexpectedly and suddenly in the night. While they're saying peace and safety, all is well and secure, then in a moment unforeseen, destruction will come upon them suddenly, like labor pains on a woman with child, and they will absolutely not escape, for there will be no escape. No way to escape the judgment of the Lord. But you believers, all you who believe in Christ as Savior and acknowledge Him as God's Son, are not in spiritual darkness, that the day of judgment should overtake you by surprise like a thief. So you are all sons of light and sons of day. We do not belong to the night nor to darkness. Make sure that you don't belong to darkness. If you use darkness for your own narcissistic goods, you are in the power of darkness. So then let us not sleep in spiritual indifference as the rest of the world does, but let us keep wide awake, alert and cautious. Let us be sober, which is mental stillness, self-controlled, calm and wise. Since we are believers, we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope and assurance of salvation. For God has not destined us to incur his wrath. He did not select us to condemn us, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died willingly for us, so that at Christ's appearing, we will live together with him. That's what we want. Therefore, encourage and comfort one another. And that's what we need to be pulling together and being real and taking these issues that come up to the Lord. The warning of Jesus is about people. And so the problem is going to be people. It's people who are doing the mass murders. It's people who are committing these heinous crimes. It's people who are revolting and being destructive. Then from verse 12 on to the end of 1 Thessalonians 5 is all kinds of things for us to take in that will prepare us. I'll read one. We earnestly urge you, believers, admonish those who are out of line, who are undisciplined, the unruly, the disorderly. Encourage the timid who lack spiritual courage. Help the spiritually weak. Be very patient with everyone, always controlling your temper. See that no one pays another with evil for evil, but always seek that which is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice always and delight in your faith. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer. In every situation, no matter, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God in you in Christ Jesus. This is a list in this wonderful chapter. In light of the fact that his coming is imminent and that we are to not sleep and we are not to be indulged and we are not to we're to be sober of mind. In light of that, this is what you do to live. And this is what Christ is and who he is and what you can expect him to be in you. About 10 years ago, the Lord came to me very powerfully and he said, I want you to pray for my people. A meltdown is coming. And this, I think my zeal about it right now is coming from that calling that this is going to tell me what to pray for his people. I've been praying things like, have every one of your children in the right place at the right time. Now I'm going to tell you the story that illustrates that in just a few minutes.
When you originally had that message to pray for your people, it was shocking to me. I thought, what is coming? What is the reason that it's not, you know, that it's not all people, that it was literally specific to the bride? It's amazing.
And what does a meltdown mean? We don't know.
Exactly. We didn't know what was coming. We just knew who was coming.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.